Here we go.
I think it might already.
Here we go.
Hello there, Gia.
Hello there, Keisha.
How are you?
Oh, I'm so sleepy, but
oh, I'm okay. Sorry. I apologize again. Sorry.
I woke up really early. We had a really loud thunderstorm apparently right above our house, and
Scary.
Like 5:30, and it wasn't scary, but it was like 5:30 in the morning, and then I just couldn't get back to sleep, so I just got up.
Yeah, I see.
That's probably when you get up anyway.
Well, I usually, the dogs somehow have trained me to feed them at around 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my goodness!
I try to go back to bed, but it doesn't usually work. So, so I'm never really very sharp anymore. You know.
Okay. Well,
right. Okay.
I hadn't noticed any big difference or anything, but
I guess I never was sharp. There you go. Thank you.
Thank you. Just kidding. Just kidding. Okay. So what we're trying to say, everyone, is that
lower your expectations.
Lower them even further, like limbo. We did watch. We both watched the past couple days.
Yep. Yeah, okay.
Really exciting days.
There was some unpleasantness because certain characters returned that we hadn't seen in a while, and I'm starting to have flashbacks of some of the scenes from other days that I didn't enjoy.
You mean?
Cody, Drew with that executive coach or whoever she is, you know?
The one that's his wife in real life.
Right. Yeah. And those always feel like sort of gratuitous, things that have nothing to do with anything else. Right.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about how beautiful her hair is though.
Okay. All right. Take 2 minutes.
I guess I already have. I just said it.
Oh, that's all you needed to say. Yeah.
It's an unusual gray. It works for her. I remark upon it every time I see it. I think.
Would you like to see her with Alexis? Is that what you're getting at?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that, but more than Professor Gregory Doofusbutt for sure.
Right. Yeah. That's true.
What did we name him? Professor.
Professor Dick.
Well, no, it was something else.
Better.
That'll work. Anyway, but yeah, why she has a cameo on there again, I don't know.
Just him acting like he's some savvy businessman. I just don't know why we have to have that character.
Yeah, he vacillates between savvy businessman and super bro dude.
Yeah, and neither of those is very pretty, I don't think.
No, they don't work.
No.
So that was annoying. And then the big Cody
thing. That was. Now I'm even more baffled. How Britt could possibly want to do anything with him, you know?
Right. And she's standing around still kind of looking at him like you're not sure whose side she's on in that situation.
Right.
So obvious that.
Yeah. You
know, he just punched Scott in the face, you know?
Yeah. And somehow she feels like she needs to kind of help defend this guy. I don't know.
And it was all kind of poorly acted out too.
Yes, it was. All of it was.
Pretty awkward,
yeah.
The whole thing.
Yeah. And I feel like you put yourself with Liesl and Scotty and you gotta have your game, you know, your A game to keep up with those two.
And so I have a vague memory of the Dominique character, very vague.
Yeah. That was a very sad storyline, Dominique's storyline, I thought.
I remember that she died. Was it a cancer story or something?
Something like that. Some terminal disease. Yeah.
And she was some sort of angelic.
She was just a lovely, gentle woman.
Angelic. Yeah. And she probably transformed Scotty from a scoundrel.
A bit. Yeah. Yeah. Saw the good in him, you know.
I'm going to move.
She was
away
nothing like Liesl.
Oh, yeah. I'm scooting away for just a minute to get my mineral water. I'll be right back.
Oh, okay, Gia. Sure. I'll try to fill the silence. I have a friend visiting from my childhood, and we both were sporting.
I didn't leave that long. No, go ahead. You have a friend visiting and what?
actually, there was a Do you know the author Lois Lowry, who wrote The Giver? Number of the Stars.
I know that those are books that are like children have to read them.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, like, and she won the Newbery Prize for.
Yeah, that's not your friend, is it?
No, but we went. She was at the library in town for an event today, so we went. And
that is the kind of big fun you guys had, huh?
We know how to party, Gia. But I was gonna say we were both wearing our Tano t-shirts I gave for
one. Oh, were you?
Yeah. And I felt like she wore it without any questions. She didn't seem to want to listen. Oh, the author, I don't think her eyesight was good enough to see what was on our t-shirts. We were a little far away. But I think a lot of people were looking at us like a nice lesbian couple, and they were sort of smiling supportively. So, you know, that was nice. It was nice.
You sort of create that, whoever you're with.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
It's with my men's pants. And
you're not.
Yeah.
That's what's so funny about it.
I would make a good one, but yeah.
I know. It's too bad.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Well, there's still time.
thank you.
So I've never read either of those books, but I can almost picture the covers because they're like required.
Yeah, definitely.
Or, I don't know what grade. Middle school-ish? Is it a middle school kind of?
Yeah, I would say generally like age 12 and up maybe. So maybe more like high school, freshman. Possibly.
Is The Giver like some sort of kind of anti-utopia futuristic?
I think so, Gia. Yeah, I don't remember that one very well, but she was talking about Number of the Stars today and then a book that she's got coming out. But Number of the Stars is very relevant to what's going on in the world today.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was a very nice event. Very exciting, really, to see her.
Well,
that's not why we're here.
Cool and cultural of you. I didn't do anything cultural like that.
Mm-mm. You didn't look anything up or ask your Google egg any questions today?
Actually, I did. I asked a vocabulary word from hospital, though.
You sound far away, Gia. Could you move closer?
Okay. Martin used a word. I can't remember if he used the form truculent or truculence.
He was
bantering with Anna, which was a weird. How about that scene? That was weird.
When she sort of sidled up to him, I don't think I was focused.
Him, you know?
And I didn't even know it was her at first. I thought maybe it was like Sasha's drug dealer. I was like, what's happening here? You know,
but
then
was
it was
weird.
Anna.
Was she meaning to be flirtatious? Was that supposed to be cute? Flirting or something?
It seemed like it was totally on a left field, not her usual MO, and Martin's not going to respond to that, obviously.
I almost always love Anna in everything.
Yeah, me too.
That was wrong. That felt wrong. And anyway, but he said something about truculent. I don't remember what in what context, but anyway, do you know that word?
I've heard it before, but I don't think I've ever used it in a sentence.
Yeah, I neither. Well, it means something like aggressive or belligerent.
Was it related to his ex-wives? Was that the context? I can't remember.
Yeah. I think I thought it had something more to do with like chocolate truffles, which just has to do with the sound of the word.
Close.
Like
that's
where my head goes.
Yeah, sure.
That's
why we're friends, maybe.
Yeah, so anyway, I did use the egg for that.
Okay, all right.
That's about it. I think I asked her for some Stephen Stills earlier, too. That brings on a good mix.
Uh-huh.
Like, you have to pick people, like, because I have the cheap version, I can't actually get a song that I want or an artist that I want.
So I just name
an era, a person. Like,
okay.
I'll pick out like Steve Winwood or whatever.
Right.
Know,
uh-huh.
An era
okay. Yeah.
So anyway, that's all I used it for today. Nothing too big.
Yeah. I did, I guess, like, I like seeing Anna with Felicia. I think they have a nice dynamic.
Oh, yeah. The weird. Was that the same yoga studio or is that some other room or what is
I think
that?
It was the same one and it never seems like it's it's successful.
They had a lot of extras throughout, like at Charlie's and at the Metro Court. Like, it seemed like they'd paid for some extras.
Yeah. the people that were also the, like, the heads and the jury.
Right. Maybe those two heads,
shuffle them from scene to scene, maybe.
But that yoga studio seems very, like, I don't know. It's not working as a yoga studio yet.
No, I'm not sure why they couldn't just be talking. Well, I guess, I mean, we did get to see how fit they both were.
They both are fit. Like, can you imagine if you and I showed up at a yoga studio in our workout gear, you know?
If we won a contest and we got to do a scene, you don't think that's where they'd put us?
Probably not. They'd put us at
the axe throwing place.
Well, maybe the axe throwing place.
Or having shakes at Kelly's. That would be something.
Having shakes and cookies at Kelly's.
Yeah, I guess that we could. Yeah, we could. We could look pretty natural in that scene. Yeah.
That would work. Yeah. Right. But yeah, they both are very fit. They probably actually do yoga in real life.
Probably. Yep. Even actually, I was noticing when one of them was doing something with the little dumbbells, I noticed like her technique was good. She wasn't locking her elbows. So you definitely, she's done stuff like that before.
Listen to you.
I worked in a gym years ago. I said gin. I meant gym. I worked in a gym years and years ago.
I worked
ago.
In a lot of gin in my time.
I like a
gin and tonic. Fresh.
Yeah, I do like a gin and tonic once in a blue
juniper
moon.
Berries.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we're losing you, Gia.
Sorry.
Come back.
It's been weeks since I've had any alcohol. Okay, so yeah, that scene was weird. Martin, I had sympathy for him because it looked to me like he might have pink eye. I don't know.
Oh, interesting. Okay, I didn't notice that, but
when he was talking to Spencer at the concert. One eye looked very pink. He's got lovely gray hair as well.
He does. And he's growing on me as a character. I think originally I wasn't feeling like I was going to be able to embrace him, but I think I like him because he likes Lucy and Lucy's.
Well, I think he elevates the discourse a little bit.
Yeah, he does. You know? That's true. Even if it's in sort of a pretentious way.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even if it's a little bit, you know, Tennessee Williams.
Yes, exactly. Like summer theater kind of.
But it's all a little bit tongue-in-cheek, so
right. But I like that Lucy kind of got the truth out of him. I thought that was refreshing too.
Pretty quickly too.
Because we don't need any more of these secrets between couples. I don't think, you know, we have our fill right now.
I don't think they're gonna stop that, it being a
snowball. Okay. Point taken, Gia.
Let's see. Going back to Martin's conversation with Spencer, where they were discussing mythology among why does Spencer want to go to Pentonville? What's the angle there?
That's a good question.
He doesn't want to name Victor as his accomplice.
Right.
But why? Is he just trying to protect himself from Victor's wrath, or?
Well, maybe, or maybe he thinks like somebody else is going to come through for him, like Victor, and he's not going to have to serve, because Victor was trying to work some deal for him, right? When Valentin heard Victor on the phone with somebody, right?
Yeah. I don't know. So I just couldn't figure out when they were offering him time in the rec room again.
Right.
Snacks, like, no big deal. Like, why wouldn't he have taken... I don't know either.
But he was saying all the right things, right? He was suddenly seeming like somebody with integrity, and it seemed a little too good to be true.
Yeah. He still seems spoiled and entitled.
Yeah.
I like
so spoiled that he wants to make... He wants to call the shots about where he's going to go and serve his time, you know?
Yeah. So that was kind of amusing, him just sort of holding court all day with the visitors.
Mm-hmm. Right. Sonny giving him advice. It's funny, the relationship there, because Sonny's like,
The last person he could give anybody advice on anything, really.
Right. And yet he sort of is setting himself up as this example to follow, you know?
Yeah. Everybody's father figure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and one thing that was disturbing was when
Dex.
What?
Dex?
Yep, exactly. When he emerged from the pool.
Yep.
And Jess and Trina are both agog, and it's like, oh no.
Yep.
Oh no. And he still looked kind of like a scumbag in his bathing suit, I thought.
I know. You know? Even in his bathing suit, trying to be sexy. And there's something off about that dude.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
And Joss was looking like, you know, her mind was opening to the possibility of him, right?
Yep. I think so. And why did they have Trina ogling him? That was weird.
I don't know either. I feel like I almost feel like the original Trina wouldn't have gone there. Like it's another one of these instances where they're sort of changing the fundamental character.
Yeah. They go along. Yep.
Yeah. I don't like that very much.
Yep. I didn't like that.
And how are these people all hanging out at this pool? Just seems weird.
Oh, and did you notice that they tried to remedy the stiff neck thing by having a weird little rolled up towel system, but it still doesn't work? Why don't they get like pillows? They make cushions to help you keep your head up on, you know?
Yeah.
Like they went this elaborate rolled up towel system.
Mm-hmm. Weird. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Or they could sit up in their chairs and face each other. Or, you know, they could have a poolside bar. I mean, they have that little bar, but they could have a bar with seats, you know, so people could actually sit there and like at the Metro Club bar.
More chairs or lounging chairs.
Yeah.
So they don't all have to go to the chiropractor after a scene.
Right. Right.
Let's see. What else did I basically just didn't like any of the stuff that was going on.
Yeah,
Austin and Maxie.
Austin, like, Austin showing up again seemed kind of random too, because it had been so long, and I don't know.
He looked handsome. I'll give him.
He
that.
Did. It was nice to see him again, but we know even less about what kind of a guy he is now than we did before.
Yeah, but whoever's pressuring him back in Pawtuck, that hopefully that'll be revealed here, the bad guy in Pawtuck.
Yeah. Pawtuck is starting to seem like a very dark place.
Yeah, like Twin Peaks or something.
Yeah, that would be interesting if they went in that sort of direction.
I think they're opening the door to the Maxie Spinelli romance being rekindled, possibly.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Do we need to go there again?
Well,
I mean, maybe if we make Spinelli a more likable, interesting character again, but right now they've got him so.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah. He's not himself either. I don't know why they think this is okay to just, you know, on a whim, like for the sake of a storyline, change the personality of a character.
Yeah. Do we have anything we like going on right now?
Yeah, we were going to try to say a couple positive things, weren't we? Well, you know, I thought it was refreshing to see Trina and Joss in bathing suits at the pool. That seemed appropriate.
Yeah.
You know,
they don't go in. They didn't go in.
Right. That would have been, yeah. But all these other people like hanging out at this pool, like Sunny showing up the pool to talk to Joss, like that's totally not very conspicuous to everybody, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and she's like, so you wanted to talk about the witness tampering?
Yeah, gosh. I don't know.
Well, I'm trying to think what else happened. I can't even remember.
I feel like, the Cody thing, I mean, we touched on it, but still, I don't know where that's going to go from.
Every time I think, well, he can't be any more unlikable. And they push it a little further down the road.
Yeah. And he didn't even give a good reason why he punched Scott, right? If Serena got the money, that's, I don't know, what's he supposed to do now?
Scott's not really his father. So, so let's go back to that. So he's Dominique's son that she
from
had
before pre-Scotty.
Pre-Scott. That was raised by the stable hands or something
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And yet,
and yet he's mad at Scott for something.
Yeah. So that all was just nonsense.
Just gobbledygook. Yeah.
Yeah. I was glad though that it opened Liesl's eyes to what a scumbag he was, because she was under his spell for a little while, and I thought, this is going to be awful.
The fact that they attribute him like being able to weave a spell over anybody.
Yeah. Especially like, somebody like Liesl.
Yeah. Liesl, Maxie, any of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it just was not realistic with those characters. And,
No.
And no offense to that actor. He's not a bad looking guy, but it's not like he's like a breathtakingly handsome.
No.
Roll you over. Like I'm trying to think, like, is there some aspect of him that would win all these people over, like, in spite of his personality, like if he was just breathtakingly beautiful or something. But no, he's pretty average, you know.
Yep.
I mean, he's not bad looking, but he's not like Fabio or anything.
There you go. Good example, Gia. Excellent. Good call. No. That is an interesting glimpse into your psyche. Let's take note of that, people.
Yeah.
But his personality doesn't enhance his looks at all.
No, as you were saying, when you talked about that recently, I thought, I'm probably suffering from that, you know, like if I were like a sparkly, lovable person, I might be better looking. But I think I'm dragging my looks down with my personality. You know, and vice versa, probably. Well,
it's because you're wrestling with poisonous plants. That's all it is.
Yeah,
and staying at hotels where there's
balls of hair. Yeah. I think my little poison ivy rash is done, but I should be doing a PSA for, you know, just because it's a non-prescription doesn't mean you can't hurt yourself.
Uh-huh. Yep. Moderation and everything, huh, Gia?
Moderation. Yeah. Yeah. Read the directions.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And if you're not a doctor, stop pretending you are.
Yeah, but now I have various people that look at my arm and they tell me to go to the doctor. And I'm like, I don't think so. I think I need to stop.
My doctor has told me to stop going to the doctor.
No. But I think being prescribed yet something else, I think my skin is just angry. I think we just need to let it like relax for a while.
Right. Right.
That's all. Just ride it out. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But it's a good thing I didn't have any modeling gigs this month.
You know? We'll never be arm models, let's face it.
Yeah. Or hand. Arm or hand.
Yeah. I don't think I have a single body part that anybody would pay to see.
We can do a survey on that. Is there any part of my body?
Leah, open that up. Oh, dear.
Speaking of TV and body parts, I just watched, I was looking for something new on Hulu, and I found a Sarah Silverman.
Oh, yeah.
Talk show. What was it called? This is
Where she goes around to different families or people in America. I Love America. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I Love America. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was I think it was pre-pandemic and pre a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, right.
So, I don't know if I'm going to bother watching it because I feel like it's sort of
different time. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, like she has two like totally naked people sitting in the audience, like because she's trying to talk about like, why is it taboo? And I mean, like at first I'm like, she's just going to show their heads, but like, nope.
That's cable.
So this is Hulu, so we can do. And I'm like, oh my goodness! And who are these brave people? Because they're just kind of average people,
right? Right.
I was impressed. I don't know. Uh-huh. I mean, I might do something like that if I were well compensated financially.
How well? What's your definition of well compensated? Like $40. a case of beer.
But, you know, like, how much do you need to embarrass? Like, at a certain point, you reach a certain age, and it's like, well, how much more embarrassed can I be by something? Right. You
know? I know. You wake up embarrassed, so yeah. What's the big like, deal? Really, taking it public. Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, B says, please don't. Please don't do that. Well, I have to give Sarah Silverman a plug for, she was on one of the best episodes of Monk. Where she played a character.
I think I've seen her on the promo for that, but I haven't seen that episode.
Yeah, where she sings a song that she wrote for Monk, and it's very good television.
Yeah.
And I bet they were cracking up when that scene was being filmed. I would love to know that.
That was a good show.
Yeah, that's one of those shows I can still watch over and over again.
Over and over, yeah.
Like She's Friends.
Okay, should we talk about General Hospital?
Though? Okay, yeah, and you're fading a bit again, Gia.
Oh,
can you
come back to us? How's that?
Come back to it a little better.
Okay.
Yeah. We got to get you a mic.
Hopefully this week my stuff will come in and you'll hear.
You sound actually very remote. What's different today?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm like right on top of the laptop.
Okay. All right.
I don't know.
Well.
Well. We try to talk about General Hospital for a few more minutes just to
sure. Okay, go for it. Any outfits you liked?
Well, the gals' bathing suits were cute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I liked Scotty's shirt. I liked his look.
Oh yeah.
His leisurely look.
Tropical leisure look, and his sunglasses are cool.
Yeah. And it's always good to see Scotty.
Yep. We like Scotty.
I think there were more of these characters that we could count on seeing regularly.
Cody, you can count on seeing Cody.
That's not one of the people on my list.
Yeah.
What? What did you think about like the Porsche thing going on at the hospital?
Oh, that's again? The other thing I hated.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I hated Porsche and I can't even think of his name right
Curtis.
Now.
Curtis, yeah.
Curtis was being we're supposed to believe he used to be a PI.
Right. And a cop, right? He was a cop before that.
And they're like fumbling around in the hall.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. And Jordan's like, she's like Data on Star Trek.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Even I can understand that comparison.
Thank you. Her line delivery has not gotten any more relaxed or human.
No. She's not talking to them any differently, really, than it seems like she talks to anybody else, right? And these are people she's got history with and stuff.
They should have her do a scene with a dog, you know, and see if that like loosens her up a little bit.
Yeah, or the horse, do you think?
The horse. Did you like the horse picture I sent you?
Yeah, thanks.
Did that look like Comet?
It's like, oh boy, is this going to be a regular occurrence now? Am I going to have to change my number? We go from pictures of succulents to now pictures of horses.
I could send you more.
I know.
But it was just because they don't know. It was a picture of a Native American on a very tired looking white pony.
Yeah,
he looked like he'd gone the entire Trail of Tears and back a few times.
Oh,
he was looking sad. Yeah.
Yeah. Poor horses. Yeah.
Speaking of horses, one of the books you sent me about General Custer, very hard to read.
What was that one called? I don't remember that.
Hang on. It's called The Remove.
Huh.
By, let's see, Tatiana Soli?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Uh-huh.
Oh, The Removes.
Uh-huh.
A lot of death. A lot
oh,
of
I'm sorry. Lives. I'm sorry. You can put that down. I have no attachment to that one, except I thought I heard she was a good writer. So.
No, it's good. It's very good, but and I'm sure it's probably historically accurate, and that's why it's even harder to take.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Life is pretty rough.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. We've got it pretty easy, don't we?
We really do, in spite of the poison ivy.
Right. Except for the self-inflicted.
That's the worst that we're battling, really, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Curtis Portia thing, ridiculous. Are they actually going to go in there? And why did they time all this for, like, the jury's just about to come back in?
Yeah, I know. That's another thing they, and yeah, all of these people who are out there apparently doing this work to help Trina, they seem to have no concept of the time that they have.
Maybe have started a week earlier on these projects.
I don't know. And is that going to, like, I feel like somehow Rory's going to be involved in that plot.
Sweet little Rory.
Rory's going to risk his career for Trina.
Yep.
So I don't know what to make of all of that.
I don't know. I'm kind of annoyed with the show. Like, they'll come back and they'll give us a magic day or two and then we'll be right back.
we had such a nice little run, you know, with all of that stuff going on before Esme plunged off the parapet.
Oh, do you know that they use doubles? I mean, it's not surprising.
Oh, I saw that picture too of the doubles who were doing the cat fight.
Yeah, I really thought it was them.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
But I figured it was a double that went over the parapet. But
you're so smart.
Or just a big dummy or something that got chucked over the
parapet. Right, crash test dummy.
Yeah. Oh, you remember them?
I do.
One of my friends went to see them live in New York or something. Was that you?
It wasn't. No, I never saw them in concert.
Maybe it was Denise. Somebody saw them and they said they were completely different from what they thought they were going to be. I can't remember.
Okay.
But basically, we only heard that one song.
Right. Yeah, with a humming.
Yeah. It was kind of weird. Those were weird Wild West times, weren't they?
They sure were, Gia. Made it through, and now they're new Wild West times.
Yeah, kind of. I don't know. Have we said anything of interest here? Probably not.
I'm afraid not.
This is a good test case for why we should not do this late at night.
Yeah, that's true. Especially after Keisha's had a cocktail.
I haven't had a cocktail.
No, but Keisha did. And I'm talking about me.
Oh, Keisha. Oh, you did? What did you have?
Well, it was called a blueberry lemonade, but I think it had some vodka in it. It did have blueberries.
Like you had no idea you were ordering an alcoholic drink. They just brought you alcohol.
Well, my friend I was with ordered one, and I said, okay, I'll have that too. I hadn't really looked at the ingredients very carefully. But
were you like snout down on the ground and then you sprung up and started dancing?
No, but I did laugh hard for a while. So
okay, well, good for you. Thank you.
Thanks, Gia. And my brother was wondering if you'll ever come up here again to play music and.
Have fun
with us.
Yes, I will. Yeah,
now, and speaking of that, remember we had a t-shirt recipient who wanted to hear a little bit of how we got together to do this podcast.
Oh, whoever that is probably like turned this off like hour ago. But well, what did they want to know? Why we started this? How we started
it? Yeah, how it came to be.
Well, we were chatting one day and I said, like, I think it was me. Said something about we've spent so much of our lives talking about General Hospital. You know, like we'll just call each other up and start talking about General Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I think I thought
that since you weren't able to perform because of the pandemic, that, you know, you had the time maybe for us to sit down and do a podcast.
Yeah, and then you were you took the ball and ran with it and looked up how to do a podcast and everything. And next thing we knew,
here we are. Yeah.
So it's really not that interesting a story.
No, it's not. And we met in college out in Montana.
Yeah, well, graduate school.
Well, that was 1989 that we met.
Was it? Oh yeah. My God. Yeah, we went, like, I was in a mood. I was walking through the like student union kind of building, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we met in a class or something, but I didn't know.
Yeah.
You were a little severe in class. So I was, you know, people were a little bit frightened of you because you said some kind of cutting things about characters. I remember it was like, woo, zinger, you know. Like,
yeah, I guess I was maybe a little too blunt in my delivery.
You might have early been a little on. Blunt. I remember we were all like, woo, okay. But I, you know, I found it refreshing, of course. And so yeah. I saw you in the student union and yeah. I felt like getting a haircut. And I was like, hey, you want to get a haircut? And that was kind of a tradition with us, too. Like, we went.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. And
so like we went and got a pretty bad haircut, right?
I think so, yeah.
Did we ever get a good haircut?
No, I mean, remember, didn't we used to go to like that, the haircut school for a while?
Yeah, yeah, we did go to the haircut like school.
Bucks. Yeah.
And I think we went to a salon that was part of a JCPenney's.
Yeah, yeah, I used to go there all the time, and your person quit on you like mid haircut.
Yeah, started. she got scared of what was happening with my hair. So she had to step away and have her supervisor come in and fix it, quote, in quotes.
Like, didn't you get like a really short haircut or something?
It started to look like horns coming out of the side of my head.
Yeah, yeah, because you'd had really long hair, and so she didn't know what it was gonna do.
Yeah, right, it was a surprise to all of us. Yeah,
yeah, oh yeah, yeah. We didn't know what was under there. Birds' nests. Yep. Those large rats in New Orleans, those nutria, those could have been
the nutria. Anyway. Yeah, I had several nutria in my hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're very sweet. So anyway, yeah, we've known each other a really long damn time, and we've really been useless right from the get go. And
that's true. We're there's the expression, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. Not in our case. No.
In fact, we might even dumb each other down a little bit.
Yeah, there. that's kind of what was where I was going with that, but I didn't know the words.
And anybody that's known us over the years would not be shocked to listen to any of this crap.
No, they wouldn't.
Not a surprise.
It's probably a good thing we lost touch with all of our classmates.
Lost touch. I like from Montana. Intentionally. No, we're in touch with a few of, I mean, well, the people that we're in touch with are not as shallow as I am. And so like I've made Facebook friends with those couple of people, but they never put anything on there. So what good is it? You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I shared a video of a dog just today. And so
I bet you did, Gia.
I'm out there doing stuff. I'm partaking of this.
Atta girl.
Conversation. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in it. Yeah. I'm on Instagram. I do it all, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. You're out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, that's the story. Not really that's too exciting, story. But we have stuck with it for, you said, a whole year now. And we're
I was checking. I checked our first episode was August 29th. So we're approaching our 1 year anniversary. Okay. Yeah.
Is that when we're going to do a Cosmos party?
Yeah, we should. Yeah, we should do an anniversary.
Nina, episode. I think, had a Cosmo.
Yes, yeah, she did. She did have a Cosmo. That's true.
Mm-hmm. And Ava had her usual.
Yeah, and Ava did have some good scenes. Just
yeah.
She's all. I mean, she always brings it. So.
Yep. Okay. All right. Well, I think we should probably stop since we. Really
yeah. Let's pull the plug on this one tonight.
Pull the plug. Okay. Hopefully, I'll have my new mic soon, so I won't sound bad. And
yeah. Okay. Yes. Hopefully,
we'll try to up the content next time as well.
Yes, we've said that so many times, nobody believes it anymore.
We're all gone now, anyway. That's all right.
Yeah, we're just talking to each other. Maybe we'll come full circle and we'll just go back to talking to each other on the phone.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, just private. Okay. Well, have a lovely time. Go have another beverage, and
I gotta hydrate now.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Gia, we'll catch up soon.
Yep, catch you later.
Okay, night.
Bye.
Bye.